Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Well, we are going to talk about a subject that everybody has been talking about in one form or another. Wow, since I've been alive, I think it's had lots of names. Now, see, I'm an Army brat. I'm the daughter of a colonel who actually, he was an enlisted guy when he stormed Normandy Beach. But I'm the daughter of a colonel and the wife of a commander. And holy cow, those guys are tough guys. And so one stormed Normandy Beach. The other one evacuated Vietnam. And so in World War II, it was shell shock. Now it's called PTSD. And that's for military people. But you know what? That this post-traumatic stress can happen to people who got hit by cars, who if you've been watching the Kavanaugh hearings, molestation, bank robbery, oh, holy cow, accidents, you name it. It seems like everybody in America has had some kind of trauma, and you can choose to be a victim of that trauma for the rest of your life. I don't know if you choose it or your brain chooses it for you or whatever, but it is probably the hottest issue in America right now. It's post-traumatic stress. Now, it can just bother you a little bit, or it can bother you a lot. You can be labeled by this. You can be disabled by this. Wow, it is such a hot topic. Well, some people will actually go seek help for that. Some people will not. Some people can get by and be employed. Some people cannot. This is really a mind-boggling issue. We can't even discuss it in 1 hour, but I'll tell you what, I get a million books because I have this show, and I had a show in the 80s. This is the very best book I have ever read on the subject of post-traumatic stress, and that's my specialty. So I would like to introduce you to the authors of this book, Daniel Minty and Julie Staples, and I would like to introduce you to them, and they're going to straighten this out for you. So please let me introduce you to them, and then I'm going to ask them some questions that even I want to know, and I've been studying this forever, for decades. So let's start, ladies first. So Dr. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Red.
Daniel, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Dr. Red, and thank you for your kind words about our book. We're thrilled that it's getting out there in the world and offering an evidence-based recovery program to people who are suffering from PTSD.
Okay, you guys, what the heck is PTS or PTSD? See, the millennials don't even want the D on there. D means disorder, and they're not gonna live with that word disorder. So, what is PTS?
You know, PTSD is a diagnostic term that we use in our clinical work and in our research, and essentially, it's describing two kinds of changes that occur downstream from experiencing some traumatic event. The first change is in the body, where the brain, the endocrine system, basically all parts of the physical structure change in the direction of fight or flight. And Julie can speak more to this. The yoga portion of our protocol addresses these physical changes that travel with the disorder. The other change has to do with our belief system. After something bad happens to us, we may start believing that we ourselves or most people or the world at large is basically a dangerous, hostile place. And those beliefs then get expressed in thought patterns and feelings and behaviors that drive the kind of avoidance or isolation or sometimes the reckless behaviors that travel with the disorder. So what we do in the book is present both cognitive behavioral therapy tools to address the changes in belief and yoga therapy tools to address the physical side of the disorder. And we're finding that men and women, veterans, civilians, we've had 80-year-old people, we've had children in our program, are responding to it very, very well.
Okay, so the world is a dangerous place. So you just kind of have to, turn the dial down, maybe, or find out which part. I mean, it's like you're not a nutcase, or you're not paranoid if somebody's really out to get you. So you just have to find the degree and dial it down.
Yeah, that's very well said. So certainly, life on Earth comes with dangers. There's no guaranteed safe passage from our birth to the grave. What happens with PTSD is that we can end up with exaggerated beliefs that overestimate the danger that living in the world brings with it. And it's those distorted or exaggerated senses of danger that oftentimes underlie the symptoms that we would see with PTSD sufferers.
Aha. Uh-huh. So the two things that you use, I'm so thrilled to see these, because these are seriously proven modalities. Cognitive behavioral therapy, it's proven, it works. You have a thought, this thought doesn't work for me, this thought is wrong, why don't we just change the thought to one that does work for me? Wow, yeah, fix it. So that's a proven therapy. We can't say, oh yeah, this is woo-woo, it's crazy, and it's not going to, they're nutty cuckoo therapists, because I have been on the websites lately on and they're saying, no, you're in that case, you're these alternative therapists, they're crazy. No, this is proven stuff you're using.
Absolutely. Cognitive behavioral therapy was developed back in the 1950s and has been in continual use and development since that time. And then the yoga therapy is a newer and also evidence-based technology, and that's something that Julie can speak to.
Yeah, but yoga's been around for centuries.
Oh, yes, yoga has been around for centuries. It's been around for a very long time, and it's recently that research has started to be done on yoga, and even more recently that there's been research studies on yoga for post-traumatic stress. And so we actually did one of those studies on our program and showed that it significantly reduced post-traumatic stress symptoms as well as improved sleep. And there's been another study by a colleague of mine, Farah Jindani, who studied the same protocol that we used and in a randomized control study, which is actually the gold standard of research studies. And they found the same thing, that post-traumatic stress symptoms were reduced, sleep was improved, resiliency was increased, general mood was increased. So, and there's a lot of studies that are very exciting that are now showing changes in the brain that happen during PTSD and in the body. Yoga can actually has the opposite effects of what these changes are. So it suggests that might be even a way in which yoga can reduce the symptoms, and meditation and cognitive behavioral therapy.
Well, see, there's the thing is, now they've been doing this for centuries and they finally have PET scans, and it's positive emission, whatever, I can't remember what the anagrams are, positive emission, something, something tomography. And they stick you in there and they do something to your head and it comes out in these pretty colors, and it proves that these yogis knew what they were doing centuries ago. It modifies your brain and it heals you. Wow. They knew what they were doing centuries ago. And now they
That's right. Without the machines.
Yes. They can map chi now. So, you know, these guys that are talking about your chakras, and I do chakra clearing, and they go, oh, you're crazy. I use crystals, I use aromatherapy, and they go, you're crazy. No, they can map it with a machine now. Yeah, gee, they've been doing this stuff for centuries. It just took, you know, till the 21st century to be able to see it with a machine. That's sad.
That's right. That's right. The meditation studies that have been done with people in MRI machines and the changes that happen in the brain are truly fascinating, and we do have the ability to measure it now, and it's very exciting because it provides a lot of insight into how, like you say, these ancient techniques that people have used for a long time do work.
So we're getting pretty close to break time. So what I want to do when we come back is talk about this concept of integrative medicine, because no offense, guys, I call MDs mechanical doctors. They can cut and let's see, they can cut, they can poison, that's chemo, they can burn, that's radiation, and they can set bones, but they can't do the other stuff. So when we come back, I would like you to explain what the concept is of integrative medicine and how those of us that have these doctorates in these fields work with MDs to do holistic healing. So can you do that when we come back?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, we will be right back with our angels of whole and allopathic integration. We'll be right back.
Wonderful.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with our Angels of Integrative Medicine. So it's Daniel Minty and Julie Staples, and we're going to talk about this because there has just been a whole lot of stuff flying around lately about what is this stuff and what's woo-woo and what isn't, what's holistic medicine and what isn't, who can do what. I know when I was getting, and I have two doctorates, and one is in clinical hypnotherapy, the other one is in medical education specialties. It's weird stuff. And so nobody knows what the heck I do. I'm pretty much thinking I'm going to be tied to a stake and burned pretty soon. Can you please explain what is integrative medicine?
You know, language separates body and mind. But in reality, these two, while they are distinct, are never separate. We necessarily think thoughts and feel emotions with our entire physical structure. So integrative medicine is a recognition of the fact that by changing the body using something like yoga therapy, we change our thought patterns, our feelings, and similarly, changing our thoughts or our feelings changes our body. So this integration, the good news is we don't have to manufacture integration. Integration is the starting point, and we can offer people who are suffering PTSD two doorways into wellness, but those doorways arrive at the same goal, which is physical and mental health.
You never mentioned drugs. I like that.
You know, our protocol is a drug-free protocol, and I have veterans who come to me sometimes after 20 or 30 years of taking all kinds of drugs.
Really bad ones.
I ask them to bring them in so I can see what it is they've been taking, and they'll bring in a shopping bag and dump 20 or 30 bottles on the table.
Yeah,
and I'll ask them, now what's this pill? And they'll say, well, I don't know. They just told me to take it. And
oftentimes,
going down the road of pharmacotherapy ends up with just putting more and more pills into human beings and not really helping them much. So our protocol is a drug-free protocol. And we believe that our own bodies and minds have the power to reset themselves to wellness, and that drugs would actually just get in the way of that reset. Our brains and bodies work best when they're running on glucose, not when they're running on glucose plus pharmaceuticals.
Well, you know, sometimes you cannot come back from that. They wanted my son to do a ketamine treatment. That's horse tranquilizer, and you may not come back the same person you went out as. You know, that's frightening.
That there are tolerance issues, there are dependency issues, and I'm sure that in some cases, a limited use of certain very specific medications could support a person's recovery. But by and large, what we see is the medications get in the way of recovery. And so we developed this protocol to allow people who are interested in doing that to get better without having to take pills.
I like that. Yeah. And when you think about it, if you're talking about military, now, I don't know if you're talking about people that are still in the military. Like I said, I have we talked offline. My husband is retired, but he's still working as a government employee. And my son had to medically retire, but he's still working as a government employee. They both have above top secret clearances. You cannot give them those kinds of drugs. They are working on serious things for the government. You can't give them those kinds of drugs. Not smart.
That's right. So many of the medications that are out there interfere with our actual cognitive processes, our memory, that kind of thing. And the people that we work with who go off the drugs and then just run on their own glucose report feeling clearer, feeling more effective, remembering things better. And it just makes sense that that would be so. We were designed to run on glucose, and not on other things.
This is true. So it gives them a clearer head. They can certainly drive better. I know my son said, have you ever tried to drive between Maryland and Washington, D.C. on a handful of drugs?
Not, not.
It's hard enough to do regularly.
Yeah, I've only been there a couple of times. I'm over here in San Diego, you know, but the NSA doesn't have an office in San Diego, so darn. But yeah, really, if you want our government to run properly, you probably shouldn't be medicating half of them. So I don't get it. I love this approach. The thing I love about the approach too, now in my husband's case, you got to get the guy to read the book. That, you know, these guys are stubborn. If I can get him to read the book, it's an excellent book. That's one of the things that I like about it is it's a how-to manual. Just get in there, read the book, follow the instructions. You're good to go. The trick is getting the guy to read the book.
Absolutely. The way we design the book is we offer about 30 different tools or experiments that readers can do. And then they can collect the data and see, does this tool help them feel better, sleep better, feel less hypervigilant, more
you
peaceful?
Had one of the, if I could ever get my husband to get the heck out of bed, because he will lay there and stew. You know, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep. And I go, get out and do something and come back. No. He'll just lay there and stew. I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep.
Well, that's one of the beauties of the yoga meditation that we teach in the book, and there's actually a video on our website as well, reclaiminglifeaftertrauma.com. And this is really fascinating because it's a simple breathing meditation that really improves sleep. In fact, there's been a separate research study done by a colleague of mine, Dr. Satbir Singh Khalsa at Harvard, who has shown that by doing this meditation, people have greatly improved their sleep, and we saw the same thing in our study as well. So these tools are out there, which are really nice. And in addition, in our study, people also had less reliance on sleep medication and when they did this meditation. So that's a tool that anybody can go use. You know, the video's there. You can learn the meditation and practice it. And maybe that would be something your husband would be willing to do. It might help him sleep.
He will go look at the video, I think. That's cool.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm telling you, getting him to read a book, maybe because he's at work all day reading stuff, he doesn't want to read a book. I don't know, but I don't know what the deal is about getting up out of bed and going and doing something and coming back. But so that's why I stay up all night. And there are tools that I can use that put him back to sleep, but then I'm up all night. So, you know, I don't know which one of us is getting less sleep, because if I try to sleep during the day, I do work at home. But the darn phone rings every 30 seconds. Jeez. And it's robocalls. I think the world should outlaw robocalls.
Sleep disturbance is something that's very, very common with post-traumatic stress disorder. And we have a number of tools, both cognitive behavioral therapy tools to address dysfunctional beliefs that get in the way of our sleeping, and then the yoga therapy tools, which actually reset the brain from that fight or flight state to rest and digest. And when we're in that rest and digest place, we're much better candidates for stage one sleep. So we offer these tools both to patients we're working with PTSD, but to other patients who sometimes just come to me asking for help with insomnia. And that combination of the physical and the psychological tools, a truly integrative approach, helps many, many of them rather quickly, sometimes within a matter of just a few days, reset from sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night to sleeping 7 to 8.
Wow.
So this is not something that takes medication or takes a long time. It just takes these skillful means to help the body do what it wants to do. We're designed to sleep well, and we just take away the barriers to sound restorative sleep, and very quickly we can start sleeping quite well again.
Well, you could fix an American epidemic. I think everybody in America is an insomniac.
Absolutely, so common. And, you know, not sleeping well occasionally, that's just comes with the territory. But if we're falling into a pattern of night after night, sleeping poorly, waking, feeling fatigued, worrying about sleep, relying on sleep medication, which while it can produce some stages of sleep, doesn't produce the full five stages of restorative sleep. If we're ending up in that sector, there's all kinds of things we can do about it. And our book lays out some of the evidence-based approaches that have helped our veterans and other patients.
Well, in the last minute, I know what I can do. I have to move all of my electronic devices, turn them all off because they go ding, ding, boom, bing, bing, bing. And, you know, the TV in front of me has like 500 lights on it. And, gosh, what else? There's so many distractions in my bedroom. It's like the landing strip at JFK. Ah! So that's probably part of it right there. So that's one thing. And then I plan my day, you know, 5 minutes before I should be asleep. So I know that's wrong. So in the last 30 seconds, is that what we're all doing wrong before we go to sleep?
You know, setting those conditions for sound sleep, quiet, dark, cool, a comfortable mattress, these are excellent starting points. And if we're struggling with sleep and not doing those things, that would be a good place to start.
Okay, well, when we come back, I want to find out how come most people have traumas all over the place and don't develop PTSD. That would be a nice thing to know. So in a minute, we will be right back with our Angels of Integrative Medicine.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. And you know this segment is our Crystal and Angel segment. So the card of the week is, this is so cool, I don't pick the card picks us. And this is Leopard Skin Jasper. And this crystal is for our people around you suddenly changing their tune. Have you decided it's time to change yours? Do you need to be more flexible like a leopard? Well, we're talking about yoga. Maybe you need to be more flexible like a leopard. Stalk yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Observe yourself and those around you. Okay, well, if you're doing yoga, you can observe all over the place because you can bend like a pretzel. Okay, on the other side, it is brought to you by, well, the Angel of Flexibility. And here are your affirmations. And if you can't write them down this fast or record them that quick, I will be on 12 hours later. And tomorrow you can catch it on the, the archives. I'm okay. So the Angel of Flexibility. And I usually say my affirmations three times. I am flexible and adaptable. Boy, I'm an army brat. I better be. I objectively observe circumstances and seize new opportunities as situations naturally shift and change. I bend and flex with the flow of life around me. There is no resistance, only willingness. Man, do you remember, I have a grandbaby that's about to be two. You remember when babies can, you know, bend all over and put their toes in their mouth, and now you can't bend over? You can't bend over and touch your toes now. That's sad.
I love your card, Dr. Red. I think it is very appropriate, both from the yoga perspective, as you mentioned, and also just from the ability to observe our thoughts and be able to see, you know, where our thought patterns are going and how to change them. So it fits both of the things we teach very well. The card picked us right.
This is a great set of cards. I don't have anything to do with this lady, but it is the Angels and Gemstone Guardian cards. And I just got it because I'm a crystal master, and I'm also an angelologist and an angel healer. So, and I'm a Jew, so it kind of hits two birds with one stone. So I like that. And then the other thing that we do, and I do these right at the beginning because I get so interested in my guests, I forget to get these segments done. The other one is the rant of the week. And the reason we have a rant, see, I was born redheaded for a reason. Everybody says, oh, are you Irish? And I go, no, I'm Jewish. And they go, yeah, you look it. No, see, I was born with red hair because I get so angry sometimes. Now, if you don't get that whatever angry out, you will explode, or you'll have a heart attack, or like me, you'll have a freaking brain tumor. And my brain tumor has knocked off Teddy Kennedy, Bo Biden, and now it's killed Senator McCain. Well, it didn't get me because I learned all this stuff that the guys on the show today are teaching you. You fix your own body. Well, one of the ways you fix your own body is you let out the rant. So if you don't let out the rant, it'll kill you. It'll find a way to kill you. Brain tumor is one of them. So, anybody have a good rant today? Either one of you guys have a good rant?
You know, I have a rant, and I'd also like to highlight what you just said, because I think it's so important that when we've experienced a great trauma, we're combat veterans or we're civilian populations in a war, very strong feelings of anger and grief and sadness and despair will just come with that territory. And if we are in touch with those feelings and able and willing to express them in appropriate ways, this will save us. But if we're out of touch with those feelings, or as you're saying, telling ourselves we shouldn't be feeling that, or we can't let others know that we're suffering in that way, that raises the probability that we're going to develop disorders like PTSD.
Wow.
So my rant would be, so many men, and I would include myself in this, were trained to ignore or deny our emotional lives.
Oh, right.
And that has damaged us probably more than most other things. So I'm angry that as a boy, I was told not to cry and not to acknowledge if I was hurt by something that someone said or did. And it's so wonderful for me now, as an adult, to reconnect with this emotional part of who I am and to help other men, many of them veterans, reconnect with this other side. Not the thinking side or the physical toughness side, but the emotional side, the vulnerability side. And when we're willing to do that as men, we come into our true power, the power that we would say that we had when we're disconnected from our emotions. That's a very brittle and false kind of power. But when we're in touch with our human hearts, that is true power. And that is the power that we can use to heal ourselves and help our brothers and sisters heal as well.
You know, there's something there because nobody really knows what's going on with these 22 suicides a day, which is an underestimate. Nobody knows what's going on there, but that could be a lot of it. My father was one of the first Jewish field officers in World War II. And let me tell you, it was suck it up. The stuff he saw, he came back from World War II and he said, you know, there is no God, there is no justice, there is no... God. He was so, so upset. And he would
It's such a tragedy. I've known men from that generation, World War II, who came back and just had no place to talk about their experience, and it's such a tragedy to think of these men who lived their lives suffering tremendously and just feeling tremendously alone, even if they were in the midst of loving families and loving communities. So
you're not allowed
thrilling for me to be able to offer a couple of venues. Our book is one. We also offer a 3-day retreat twice a year here in Taos, New Mexico, where we live, where men and women, veterans, civilians, come together and support each other in using the tools that we lay out in our book to transform their lives and walk away from PTSD symptoms. So I feel so honored to be able to help these men and women reset two lives of wellness, happiness, peace, connectedness with those around them. And I think the courage that I see these men and women bringing to that work is absolutely the courage that they would bring to a battlefield or to a civilian movement away from a war zone. It's just magnificent human life.
I get a little frustrated sometimes because I work with the veterans, but they will not tell most of the stuff. They will not tell me. They'll only tell each other. And so I want to help them, but they go, "You weren't there. You wouldn't understand." And I'm going, I want to help you, but they really, honestly, only want to, some stuff they will only talk to each other about. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that decision, what I will share and with who, is rightfully that veteran's to make. I've had veterans who have complained to me about being in treatment groups where they were told that they would talk about their experience. And I think that's a fundamental violation of someone's privacy and individuality. So in our work, we invite veterans and others to tell us what they would want to tell us, to work on what they would want to work on.
I get it and I don't get it. You know, I want to help them, but I can't. You know?
I missed what you said there.
I get it and I don't get it because I want to help them, but I can't.
Absolutely, yeah. That we would love to see our veterans sleeping well, feeling good about themselves and others, living successful, satisfying lives. But it's always the veteran's choice what they would be willing to work towards right now. And the first order of business for us as healers is to respect and honor those choices and to line up behind them.
That's true. So do you have only the one program in Taos?
Well, we have the program, the Integrative Trauma Recovery Program, that we do run as an intensive that Daniel had mentioned. And in addition to that, we each see clients individually as well. So those are the programs that we offer here and services that we offer here.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how do we recover and what advice would you give someone seeking help. And we will be right back with our Angels of hopefully recovery from PTSD. We'll be right back.
Okay.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Thank you.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. And now I have two really great new friends and angels. And, you know, I hate to see the show come to an end because they're so cool. We couldn't cover it all in 1 hour. And I just heard that they're going to have a workshop in San Diego. So this is neat. And, you know, I'm going to invite them back. So we're just going to have a minute to cover. Can we recover from PTSD? And if Mikhail is listening, bless your heart. Mikhail doesn't think you can ever recover from PTSD. I think you can. They think you can. So we're going to just really quick cover that. And how do you recover from PTSD?
That's such an important question. We'll plug ourselves first. You can get our book. You can come to our retreat. You can
go
visit
get the book.
Our website.
You know what?
There are many, many resources at www.reclaiminglifeaftertrauma.com.
Moving on
from the self-promotion portion of the program.
I have it on every one of my, I like have a million tablets. I have it on all my tablets and I have it in paperback.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. I'll speak to the cognitive behavioral therapy side, and then maybe Julie can speak to the yoga therapy side. There's a little exercise that we lay out in the book, but I'll explain it to you right now, that you could take any PTSD symptom, and it could be hypervigilance, it could be intense negative emotion, it could be insomnia. And you would just write that at the top of a piece of paper, and then you draw a line down the center of the paper. And on the left side, you would rack your brain to come up with the good reasons to have that symptom. And if it's insomnia, say, folks might write down, well, I won't sleep too deeply, and if something happens, I'll be able to wake up and defend myself. So you would just write down what would argue in favor of that symptom. And then when you feel like you have a pretty good list on that side, you'd move over to the other side of the page and say, now what's the price I pay to get those benefits? And in the case of insomnia, it might be, well, I feel tired a lot, and I'm irritable. And you just write out the cost that you pay to get the benefit that the symptom brings. And then at the bottom, you'd put two numbers under each column, and it would weigh the relative appeal of those benefits. How important is that sense of safety, sleeping lightly, being able to secure my perimeter at night, relative to how aversive are those costs? Walking around, feeling tired, feeling irritated, being physically fatigued. And that's a little motivational exercise that can help us make a decision. Would I want to work to change that symptom? Am I paying more to get the benefit than it's worth paying? Or, in the big picture, are the benefits outweighing the cost? Maybe sleeping badly is something I'd want to continue to do. So in the book, we call this tool Price It. We actually price the relative cost of the benefit, and it would be a first step we could take before moving on to make a decision about working to change a symptom or not.
Okay. So then what advice would you give somebody that needs help for that? Go get the book first?
Exactly. So if someone said, wow, this hypervigilance or this insomnia or this anger, this rage or this despair, is actually not, doesn't represent a good deal. I'm paying a lot more in cost than I'm getting in benefits. Then we would have a candidate then for doing something new. And the cognitive behavioral tools we lay out in the book would show you how actually then to let go of the anger, let go of the hypervigilance, stop having flashbacks, stop having nightmares, stop having it.
Because I would need your step-by-step guide. I mean, you've got everything laid out so carefully, you know, that I
Yeah, it's very
just...
important to start with the motivational piece, because sometimes veterans will look at, say, isolating themselves, and we talk about this in the book, and decide, no, that's actually a good thing for me to be doing. I'm lonely a lot, and I miss people, but in the big picture, I think I want to continue to just, you know, live by myself out in the woods or something. And then that would be the right decision for them. Now, on the physical side, perhaps Julie can speak to one thing that folks could do if they were experiencing more of some physical symptom.
Okay, I got to give you 2 minutes to do it because I have to mention next week as well.
Beautiful.
Okay, well, I'll just keep this brief. Yes, there's a lot of meditations that are in the book and also demonstrated on the website so people can actually see them done. And these meditations address problems that are often found with PTSD. We talked about the meditation for sleep. There's a meditation, it's called the elementary adjustment of the brain, which actually works on the parts of the brain that are affected by PTSD. We know things happen in the brain, like the hippocampus shrinks when people have PTSD, and like meditation can actually make it larger. So there's parts of the brain that are affected, and the meditations can help that. There's another meditation on self-efficacy, that what we do, what we do makes a difference, and we believe that what we can do makes a difference, and that often goes a long way in healing. So there's tools that are presented that anybody can practice to address these different things. There's also a complete yoga set, a breathing yoga set that helps a lot with anxiety.
Oh, so, great. Thank you. Now, if you would like a little assistance with that, this is California, you guys. So next week, we are going to discuss medicinal cannabis. And it works for some people, it doesn't for others. But if you'd like to give that a try, we're going to talk about cannabis. It might help you get into that meditative state. And remember, guys, it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. So get in a pose, take your medicinal cannabis, get mellow, and we will see you next week. And we'll talk about medicinal marijuana. Is it good for you? Where can you get it? How can you get it? Yes, it is legal. And what can you use it for? What conditions? What can I tell you? Medicinal marijuana. I have tried it, by the way, because I have brain cancer. It's been legal for that. Oh, forever. So you want to tune in, find out everything there is to know about cannabis. It is not pot, by the way. It is not. It is a whole other chemical. So tune in, turn out. What was that? I can't even remember that phrase from the 70s. Tune in, turn on, drop out. Don't do that. Tune in, find out. Until then, it's okay to lose your mind. No, it's not. It is okay to flip your wig. It's not okay to lose your mind. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.